Just 10 days to go. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. And with Election Day so close, the candidates are out full force, and some of them are enlisting the help of political heavyweights. Fox's Charles Watson is in Georgia.
Both Senator Raphael Warnock and Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams are back out on the campaign trail today after a big assist from former President Barack Obama at a Friday night rally here in Metro Atlanta. Mr. Obama made his case for the two candidates in front of thousands of excited Democrats, telling the crowd that Warnock and Abrams are the type of leaders who are not only hardworking, but also have values.
Warnock is in a close race with Republican Herschel Walker. Abrams continues to trail Brian Kemp. What was once considered a long shot is now considered a toss-up. The governor's race in New York continues to tighten, with Republican Lee Zeldin narrowing the gap with Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul. Zeldin has made crime his central issue, and the message appears to be resonating with voters.
They don't want to be told that it's just a perception. What they want is boldness and courage, understanding that this can happen to anyone. Whether it's for them, it can happen to other people in their lives.
Hochul has chosen to focus primarily on abortion. The husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains hospitalized in San Francisco. Police say a man looking for the speaker, shouting, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" attacked Mr. Pelosi with a hammer. Tragedy on the streets of South Korea's capital. Officials say a stampede in Seoul has left about 50 people in cardiac arrest. At least two people have died. Police say first responders rushed to the scene to administer CPR to victims. The crowd surge happened during Halloween festivities. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The economy and crime are two of the biggest issues heading into the midterm elections. Immigration is another one, as migrants continue to enter the country illegally.
We understand what is coming across that border. We see it every single day. We should be dealing with between 30 to 40,000 apprehensions per month. And typically that's single adults, not family units, not children. But what's happening is our hands are completely tied. And so the smugglers are able to get across anything that they want to get across.
Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. The White House has repeatedly argued the border is secure, but has recently implemented a policy to turn away migrants from Venezuela. A high school football game was delayed by about an hour yesterday after a chain reaction crash on a highway in Ohio involving three school buses and a pickup truck. An official in Westchester Township says eight people suffered minor injuries. There was a big unforced error at the World Series last night, and it happened before play even started.
Six-time Grammy Award nominee Eric Burdon of the Black Pumas sang the anthem before the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies played Game 1. He got off to a strong start.
Oh, say can you see?
But soon ran into trouble.
At the twilight's last dream.
Of course, the right word is gleaming, so Burton kind of backtracked without correcting the mistake. The rest of the song came off without a hitch. Social media reaction was mixed, with some expressing shock that Burton messed up and others showing sympathy. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.